This is an All Ears English Podcast episode 721, the best way to talk about your best friend in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Today, get five phrases that you can use to build connection by telling someone who you're close to and who you like to hang out with.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I am doing good. You want to hear this quote that I heard that I love?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hear it.
Okay. So the quote is, it's by Elbert Hubbard.
Okay.
I believe. And the quote is, a friend is someone who knows all about you and still loves you.
Oh, I think that's very true. That's very true, yeah. Right?
Yeah. I mean, what does this quote mean to you? I don't know. I find it like a little bit funny and a little bit sweet. What do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think it's cute. I mean, it means that like when you're around your true friends, you don't have to hide. You don't have to like portray someone you're not, pretend to be someone you're not. You can show them your faults and they're still going to love you. Or maybe they love you because of your faults, you know?
Right, exactly. So like, this idea, but it just makes me laugh because it's like, who knows all about you and still loves you? Because in some ways it makes me think of like, oh, even though like you might be like, there are definitely negative things about you or maybe funny things that other people may not like your friend still loves you for them, you know? It just makes me laugh.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
I don't know why I look at it that way.
Yeah.
It was sweet. But anyway, do you have a best friend?
Well, when I was growing up, I had a best friend, and she and I, Emma was her name, or she's still around, of course, but we're not really best friends anymore. And now I just have a lot of close friends, but I don't know if I would say that one of them is my best friend, to be honest. What about you, Michelle?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have two best friends. I think I've talked about them a little bit on the show. You know, from the time I was little, like one of my best friends I know since I was 6 months old. And the other one is like from when I was just a few years old. And it's the three of us and we're best friends. So I'm lucky, nice to have these childhood friends. So I would say that they're like my best friends, but
that's nice.
I don't know. Do you think that it's childish, like at a certain point, to call people your best friends?
That's a good question. I don't want to say it is because I don't have anything against it, but I guess it's kind of it's less common to hear adults say my best friend.
My best friend.
Yeah, it's a little bit less common. But even my mom, I mean, she still has, actually, she doesn't say best friend, but she is hanging out a lot, spending a lot of time with her two closest friends from like when she was five. I mean, they all live down by the beach, the place we live in the summertime.
Oh, wow.
So they're really her two best friends. I mean, she doesn't say my best friend, but they are her best friends from life.
So what might she call them? Do you, I mean?
Just her friend, I guess.
I heard you say close friend.
Close friend, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe that's kind of like the more mature way to say best friend. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. But it's more common for kids to say, like, kids always have to have their best friend. Like, who's your best friend? Who's your best friend? Right? It's a thing for kids, for
right,
sure.
Right, right, right. Just how I asked you. Like, it was kind of like, oh, do you have a best friend? Yeah, right. Like, kind of childish sounding, I think.
No, it's okay.
No, but that was my point. That's my point. It's don't worry. I thought it all through. And yeah, I think that in some ways, like, I don't think, like, okay, if I met someone that I became very close with now,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that, even if it was like in, you know, a few years, I don't think I would say like, oh, this is my best friend.
Right, right. Okay, that's the point. So you don't really make new best friends. It's more about people who go way back into your life, right? Go way back.
That's what I think. Yeah, I mean, some people may disagree, but I can't imagine, I don't know, that I feel like I call these girls, and there's even another, like, yeah, it's actually, there's like, because all of our mothers are very close, and there's another girl as well, and she's kind of, you know, in the group too, and nice. So I would say best friends, because there's like really childhood, but yeah. If I met someone now at my age, mm-hmm, I don't think I would say that.
Yeah, no. I guess now you might also say like your partner is your best friend. I mean, that's fair.
Exactly. Right? That's the other thing. Then it kind of changes, and mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think that changes a lot. Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah.
My husband is also my best friend.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I like that. Okay, cool.
And how people as partners would say best friend. Don't you hear that?
Say that again. People as partners?
Like if you're, you know, your life partner or whatever, like, so my husband, yeah. Like, I would say, oh, that's he's my best friend, you know? And
yeah.
Then it's, I don't think it's as childish sounding in a way.
Yeah, it's common. Like
a lot of people say that.
Sure. You hear that, like, maybe even at, like, wedding speeches or something.
Right.
You know,
oh,
you're my lover, my partner, my best friend, you know, that
yes.
sort of thing. Very
yes.
common to hear that about. And that may also be cultural. Like, we do kind of, I think,
interesting. Yeah,
like, if you think about it, I think in American culture, often what the expectation is from the culture is, yeah, as you were saying, when we're kids, like, we have our best friends. Like, usually it's the same gender for many people, not everyone.
Yeah.
But then, like, as we get older, I think a lot of times the culture, like, expects us to replace that. And then the partner becomes both the best friend and the lover, you know, in a lot of ways. But some women often tend to maintain, like, their best girlfriends.
Yeah.
But men, I don't know. It just depends on the person, I guess. But I think that in a lot of ways, the partner takes that role.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're with them, like, all the time, right?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so today, guys, we are going to give you some vocabulary and phrases to say that you're best friends with some of them. And some of them are admittedly a little bit cheesy. But as we talk about so often on this show, they're good to know, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you may not say all of these things, but they are definitely good to know and you will hear them. So I love this first one. What's the first one, Lindsay?
Are you tired of listening to native speakers and being in conversations and not quite understanding everything they're saying? Are you tired of that feeling of feeling awkward and out of place when you try to connect with someone in English? We can solve this problem for you in our new course that's coming out soon. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure to get on the special VIP list and to receive lesson one for free today. We'll take you on an adventure across the United States with us, and you'll meet Americans from every part of the country. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so the first one is besties.
My bestie!
Besties, we're besties, yeah.
Yeah, we're besties. Do you hear this?
I do hear it. I don't personally use it. It's just not in my personal vocabulary, but I definitely hear people use it. So our listeners are going to want to know it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I don't know if I say, I think if I were to say it, I would say it in kind of a jokey way, like, oh, we're besties.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you're not taking it seriously, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And what's the next one?
Okay, the next one is to be attached at the hip.
To be attached at the hip. I actually heard this because my mom used it the other day.
Oh, really? Your mom did? That's funny.
Yeah, she said, she's like, I said, like, oh, you're making, like, she's, like, making friends with, like, a new person, and she is like, so she made a joke like, oh yeah, I said, oh, you're hanging out with this person all the time, and she's like, yeah, we're attached to the hip.
That's weird, because it seems like a phrase for young people. It was kind of
my mom is super hip.
She's cool. Hip. Your mom's cool, huh? Oh, that's awesome.
Really, you think it sounds like younger?
I do. I mean, I feel like it's more like our generation has used that in the past, but maybe your mom's generation. I don't know, to be honest. Yeah.
I don't know. But like, this is kind of a cute way to say you're like always spending time together. Like you're attached at the hip, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cute. And this one could be for a friendship or for like a romantic relationship as well. Like if you spend time with the person, right?
Yeah, totally. It just means you spend a lot of time with the person. You spend a lot of time together. You're inseparable. Kind of means that.
Yeah, yeah. And the next one is two peas in a pod. This one.
This is definitely something I would hear my mom say.
Yeah.
This is an older.
Oh, you guys are like two peas in a pod.
Yeah. My mom would totally say this.
I
love this
one.
This.
I do hear this one. Like, I don't think I say it, but I hear it like in a cheesy way all the time.
So are we talking about vegetables here? Is that what?
Yeah. Here we're talking about vegetables. It's just a funny phrase. I wonder where it came from. But this idea, like that you're like in the same space together. So I don't know. You use it to say that you spend a lot of time together, or maybe that you're like kind of similar or complement each other in an interesting way.
Yeah, exactly. You belong together.
Yeah, like two peas in a pod.
You got it.
Okay, and we'll just zoom through these next two. So we have best buds, right? Yep. Your mm-hmm. best buds, also kind of young sounding. And then what's the last one, Lindsay?
Well, if we say we're super close, is that the phrase? We're super close, right?
Oh, we're super close.
Oh, yeah, that's good. To be close to someone, you know, we're really close, we're super close, we're so close. You can use whatever kind of intensifier you want there. Right?
Yeah. Maybe you're right. Like we were saying, maybe you don't want to say best, but maybe you want to, you know, still say, emphasize that your relationship is stronger than like just a regular friend. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. Cool.
All right. Lindsay, so let's give these a try, okay?
Okay, let's do it. Here we go.
Okay. Hey, Lindsay, I'm so excited because my best friend is coming into town this weekend.
That's awesome. Didn't she just visit 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You guys are attached at the hip, huh?
Pretty much. We're besties.
That's so great. My friend who I'm super close with is having a party next week. You want to come?
Yeah, sure. You guys are like two peas in a pod lately. I remember when you accidentally both wore the same shirt.
I guess we're best buds.
Okay, guys, this was like the cheesiest conversation ever.
Pretty cheesy.
But there was no way for I couldn't think of a way to do it with these phrases without being cheesy. So I guess it goes to show you.
That's all right. That's okay, Michelle. It's a fun episode anyway. So, okay.
But still, very cute conversation. So first I said that my best friend, so we know best friend, right? Mm-hmm. And then you said, like, didn't she come 2 weeks ago? And then this led you to say what, Lindsay?
Well, I said you guys are attached at the hip, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And And then I said, pretty much, we're besties. And this was definitely like lighthearted, you know, we're besties.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I said, my friend who I'm super close with, right? That's like mm-hmm. not quite saying the person's your best friend, but saying you're close mm-hmm. to them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is having a yeah. party next week.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then I said, you guys are like two peas in a pod lately. And then you close it off with, I guess we're best buds. And you,
yeah.
You can imagine that this is all said in a very jokey kind of way. I don't think that we would be saying, oh, yes, we're best buds.
Like, yeah, no, yeah. And it's, I mean, yeah, it's kind of fun. But it's fun to be lighthearted when you talk about these things. You know, it's good.
Yeah, so I don't think that you would use all of these phrases in one conversation like this.
No, probably not.
But wanted to give it, I think we used all of them. So mm-hmm. wanted to give you guys a little idea of how it all sounded. Yeah. And it's, you know, a younger sounding kind of conversation, but good to hear and good to get these phrases. So yeah, any last comments on this, Lindsay?
I do have one. I think this comes back to connection, because part of connecting with someone new is opening up your world and describing like who you're close with, right? So, you know, you're talking to your colleague, you're talking to a new acquaintance, you talk about the people you're already friends with, right? That's part of building connection. So you need to have the vocabulary to do that, guys.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this has been good. Thanks for listening, guys. And I hope you get to spend some time with your besties over the weekend.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.